Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today, I'd like to return to that fun F word. That's right, fasting. This may be the most neglected natural approach to health there is. Basically, when a person abstains from food during a time of illness, the body's energy can be freed up to heal itself. You must sense that after a good-sized meal, besides being satisfied, you feel slowed down, often to the point of wanting a nap, at least for some of us, especially in our sleep-deprived times. Anyway, it's been demonstrated that during abstinence from food, a person's white blood cell count drops. The white blood cells are part of our immune system. So how is this connected to not eating? Well, it means the body can focus on other things besides digestion, because the white blood cells are also involved in digestion. And did you know most of our lymph system, those glands the doctor palpates for when you have a cold, kind of around your neck, are mostly located really in your abdomen, laced throughout your intestines. So there again, you can see the connection between digestion and the immune system. And that also suggests one of the most important times to fast is during a fever, as the old natural docs used to say. Here as well, mainstream medicine is finally realizing a fever is not something to suppress with either aspirin or Tylenol, because it allows the body to focus on cleaning up the system, including bacteria and viruses. Eating food at this time only hinders this process that the body was designed to do, so amazingly. Luckily, one's appetite also drops substantially, so that at least helps. Only water should be taken during a fever, or tea. This will shorten the cold or flu, and reduce your symptoms at least. Fasting just to lose weight, I agree, may not be the best idea. As taken out of context or alone, it may not address enough of what's happening with an obese person, especially daily habits. On the other hand, if it's done in concert with other tools, such as noting any chronic symptoms or other signs a person has, if she can see these be helped, then the fasting could jumpstart a more comprehensive approach to a person's wellness. For example, chronic problems like hypertension and arthritis can be alleviated with a fast, even in thin people. So getting feedback like that can be a nice impetus to make lifestyle and dietary changes. Now, of course, be mindful of how you react to fasting. In other words, I don't think it's smart to go on a week-long fast with no experience. So just skipping a meal could be a good start. Choosing some time when you're not really hungry anyway, even though it's mealtime. That behavior right there alone may solve our obesity problem. To check in with your stomach before a meal to see if it's really hungry. And give your system a chance, a break once in a while, rather than thinking you need to eat just because the clock says so. Realize after the first day or so, you can start feeling weak. So taking it real easy is especially important. And doing a fast under the supervision of a naturally oriented doctor is an especially good idea. For those who want to combat long-term chronic illness, there is a clinic in California run by medical doctors who supervise therapeutic fasting in an inpatient facility where the fasting can even last weeks. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.